In all of your life, did you ever meet anyone who was ready, willing, and able? This is Dr. Herbert Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, was ready, willing, and able. We are sitting around the dinner table here as we're going to say a fond farewell to Heinz, as tomorrow he flies off to Switzerland to continue his trip around the world, enjoying all the sights and all the beauty and all the great adventures that lie before him. And as we sit here, we wonder, what marvelous things are we going to do? What marvelous life are we going to live? What great adventures lie before each one of us? Well, the great adventure that lies before each one of us is the unknown. Ellen and I were watching a video that was sent to us by my brother Howie and his wife Audrey, and it's about a little boy named Arvin. And his parents are from
Russia,
and he came to California for the first time, and naturally he liked Disneyland and everything. And he's 6 years old, and he came on stage alone, just a little dynamo, real pleasant fellow, modest, humble, talented, yet vivacious,
self-confident,
and he climbed up on his chair to be next to Jay Leno and talked to him on The Tonight Show and just had a great talk. And then he said, well, now, how long have you been playing the piano? And he says, oh, not long. And he says, well, what do you do? Well, I have a repertoire of about 30 pieces. At the age of 6, he's got a repertoire of 30. And he says, yes, and it grows every day. He said, well, how can it grow every day? Do you study music? Do you read it? No. When I hear a piece of music, I instantly am able to play it. I hear it, and then I put it in my mind, and I can play it exactly the way I heard it. And so he said, well, play for us. So he sat down, and he played 6 different pieces, all classical and everything else. Beautiful, positive, dynamic pieces of music. I'd send it to each one of you on my email list, and so you'll get it. But what a joyous guy. And then, as he played, he knew the names of the song, he knew who was the composer, and he was totally at ease with it. And Jay said, where was the largest crowd you ever played to? And he said, well, I played to 6,000 people, but I didn't like it because it wasn't my idea to go there and play for them. I just wanted to play. I don't like crowds, you know. And Jay says, well, you're doing okay here. Yeah, yeah, but I can't see the people. You know? But anyhow, he played, and he played just beautifully. And as you watch him, you feel, what magic. What magic. There's an inner wisdom. There's an inner genius. There's an inner flow. Now, what he's doing, he's tapping into his white stem cells, and they are tapping into his music center. And as he sits there, he's just a little runt, you know, just a little guy. And he's just, his head bobs along, and he, you know, just one with it. And he has the greatest humility and the greatest sense of stage presence and everything. Just a wonderful guy. Now, well, how did he get that way? What genes did he have? What chromosomes did he have? What white stem cells did he use? What wise stem cells did he use? We ask ourselves that because we see this genius at work. Well, who knows? They didn't go into depth on that, but I would imagine his parents were appreciative of this boy, and they called him a little genius from the time he started because he was precocious. And he was outgoing, and he was able to do virtually anything he set his mind to do. And he did it beautifully. Now, could every child on the face of the earth do the same thing if parents were able to say to them, without looking at the fact, and say, you're a genius? As I was talking to Ellen today, she said, but you can't say that this is the case because of the illusion. I said, Ellen, that's just when you say it. When the illusion says no, you say yes. When the illusion says it won't work, you say it works. When the illusion says you're sick with some illness or some problem, you say you're whole and perfect. You say you're wonderful. You say you're fantastic. You say you're glorious. And when you do that, what happens? When you do that, you put a cause in motion. You're like this little boy. This little boy did not know that it was a tremendously difficult thing to do what he did. He didn't know that to play these classical pieces of music and to play them in such a beat. And Jay Leno said to him as he sat on the music bench, "Can you reach the pedals?" He said, "I don't have to. I don't need them." And he didn't. He played with such a touch and such a gentleness to the piano that you felt that every nuance of the piano was able to come through because he was able to bring it through with his love. We can do that too. We can do that with any area of our life, and it doesn't matter that we didn't get started at the age of zero. We can start right now, because now is the beginning of all time. And if we start saying to ourselves, "I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace," when we say, "I am a genius," when we say all these things, you say, "Well, you shouldn't say that because it's not true." Well, it will be true. You will demonstrate who you really are if you call it out. And if you call out something that you say you're not really, then that's what you'll be too. It doesn't matter. The principle doesn't matter. The white stem cells don't matter whether you say, "I like me" or I hate me. The white stem cells say, "Hey, cool, whatever you say." You know, we have no predisposition on that. We go along with whatever ideas you want to bring up. So, this little boy, amazing. Just an amazing little boy. And to see him on stage there, to see his, and it, we call it stage presence, and he just called it innocence. Mm-hmm. He went up there with such innocence and such sincerity and such love, and told whatever stories he told about his parents in a beautiful way, which was very realistic. I mean, you know, maybe more realistic than his daddy wanted it to be. But it was good. It was all good and all beautiful. But it just shows we can do anything. The world is out there just waiting for us to say we can do anything. We can accomplish anything. They had an ad here in this Discovery magazine for $59.69 each. You can learn two languages on disc. And that's great. That's great. Well, for $59.69, where could you go?
Within.
You could go within, like this little boy. I would imagine if it were his area of interest and languages were his choice, he would probably be speaking many languages. Mm-hmm. Because he is just so able and so willing and so capable of doing what he was doing. So be ready, willing, and able. And watch how the magic in your life reveals itself to you in areas that you never dreamed possible. And don't go saying, "I'm ready, willing, and able to do this." Just say, "I'm ready, willing, and able." And watch what you're ready, willing, and able to do. Manifold. Have a good day. And
thank
know
you.
That I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.